Veteran medical ethicist Dr. Art Kaplan, whom we've had the pleasure of talking to over the years, professor of bioethics, New York University's Langone Medical Center, author or editor of more than 35 books, live from Connecticut. And Dr. Kaplan, to an average American, do you think anything has really changed?
A little bit, but not enough. There's some good moves that Trump announced and his HHS Secretary Azar. They want to make drug prices more transparent. I don't know that any of us can actually go shopping for drugs in any meaningful way, but just having the prices out there, I think, would shock people into demanding that drug companies cut them. They had a good idea in terms of trying to reform how middlemen handle charging us for our drugs at the drugstore. These are the Express Scripts and the Caremark type places. They basically are taking rebates from companies, which gives them an incentive to keep the prices high, and they're supposed to drive down cost. Companies like that make hundreds of billions of dollars every year. They're not doing the job. They're trying to basically say, you set prices, don't get rebates to these middlemen. That's good. But the big opportunities to drive down costs, Trump didn't take them.
Medicaid, for example.
Yep. So Medicaid and Medicare, basically the government is a huge purchaser of drugs. In the VA system, the VA gets good prices because it bargains. But Congress has explicitly said to Medicare, look, you can't bargain the price. That's ridiculous. Of course they should be bargaining the price. Lobbyists for the drug industry don't like that idea, but VA basically says, if we're going to stock this in our formulary at the hospital, here's what we're paying, and they negotiate. And in Medicare, it isn't. So that costs us a fortune. That's part of the reason prices are high. The other thing that Trump pointed to was low prices overseas. He said, well, they ought to be paying more, which is ridiculous. Why should they pay more? The prices are too high here. And even if he got, say, France or Germany to pay more, does anybody really think they're going to cut prices here because Germany pays more there?
Yeah, because there's no lever. There's no leverage to turn it around, even if that happened. And as far as trying to bring in something from north of the border, still denied.
Still denied. So the other thing to do is, you want to have a real free market, then open the borders and let people buy from Canada or places where drugs are much cheaper, Greece, other countries in the European Union, let us import them. There's not much of a safety issue if you're getting them from pharmacies in Europe or Canada. They didn't take that route either. That obviously would drive down prices.
And did we hear anything about insurance companies?
Not really. The closest we got is these pharmacy benefits manufacturing maintenance companies that I mentioned, like Express Scripts and Caremark and so on. They handle the drug side. The insurance companies really handle the hospital costs. So when it comes to drugs, you're looking at this kind of not well understood middleman area. And I'll just say they're making too much money and not delivering lower prices.
So bottom line, maybe a few small improvements along the edges. That part not bad, but just doesn't go far enough into all these areas.
That's exactly how I see it. They're kind of noodling on the edges, but they didn't bite the bullet and take the main kind of reforms, particularly bargaining and Medicare, that we know have already worked because you can see it at the VA.
Well, let me get political here in the final half minute, Dr. Kaplan. Do you think that a Democratic Party, also beholden to special interests, would do very much better?
Well, they haven't in the past when they've had a Democratic president or been in charge of Congress. I think there's a better chance they might try to drive bargaining back into Medicare, but that pharmaceutical lobby and these middlemen lobbies are very, very strong in Washington with both parties.
Not the first time on the air we talk about lobbies, whatever the subject. All right, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it. Take care.
My pleasure.
All right, veteran medical ethicist Dr. Art Kaplan, professor of bioethics, New York University's Langone Medical Center, used to be at Penn, also offers medical analysis, NBC News, with us live here on WDEL.